right, injury report. Brian Dawkins, full probable. Raheem Moore, full probable. Spencer Larson, full probable. Virgil Green, full probable. Cassius Vaughn, limited, questionable. Willis McGahee, full probable. And Wesley Woodyard, limited, questionable.
You've coached defensive backs for a long time. What does it take to be kind of a good nickel?
You got to be smart, you know, there's because you're basically, you know, executing linebacker responsibilities and zones, you know, typically a man-to-man, it's pretty much the same, you know, just knowing what leverage you're in, where your help is, those things happen on the run, there's a lot of slot motion in this league or change of strength motion, but really all in all, you got to be a good quick athlete as well as, you know, pretty smart as far as assignments.
Would you like to have a guy who, that's his specific job, or like to have kind of flexible corners that can go inside and outside?
Yeah, you know, you just want a guy that makes plays on game day. And, you know, I've had a variety of different guys, tall ones, short ones, and really the key is making plays, and it's an important part. You know, most people's offense, it's a lot of plays. Sometimes that nickel plays more than the Sam backer, a lot of defenses. So he gets a lot of playing time.
I know you're leaving earlier. Are you going to use any of that time in Kansas City to start preparation for the Jets as far as game plan?
Well, we've already started doing that. You know, we're getting on a super short week next week. And, you know, we've done this schedule before. And, you know, our coaches are ahead. And we'll get some work done on the airplane, both to and from. So we've got a good plan in place.
Is it difficult to balance two teams in your head at once when you're trying to?
It can be. Yeah. It can be. But with a sharp mind like I have. No, I'm just kidding. Some people do a little more of it than others, and I don't do that much of it for obvious reasons. Yeah, I think, I mean, you know, we talk in football about, you know, sacrifice and commitment. I grew up in a full-time family, and, you know, a lot of friends, a lot of family and friends today that are there. I was over in Afghanistan 2 years ago, and just seeing the commitment and sacrifice by the guys that are, you know, overseas now, and guys that have done it before, you know, for our freedom, and so we can live the way we do, is doesn't get much better than that.